thoughts on getting Matthew Pearl back in there tonight and how he'll kind of fit in?
He looks strong, handling the puck. He feels confident with that. Going to leave most of the lines together, and I'll work Maddie Pearl in with Nick Batan, and we'll get him some power play time.
Considering how well he was playing before the injury?
That line had two dominant games when he was there. If there's the silver lining, is Andrew Copp's done a real nice job going in there. A little more depth to our lineup. But you've got a left-handed power play guy, and early in the year we saw how difficult it was to run a power play without having that lefty on that side with all the righties that we have. So real important, even in that facet alone.
How's Nick Patan handling his second year as a pro ball in your eyes?
The change in him from his first tour last year to his second was really important. He, and I think he's gotten better this year as it's gone along. He's an important piece to the power play, and we like that going forward. His 5-on-5 play is improving. There's a lot to learn. When you're Nick's size, there's more than just playing. You got to figure out how to get your body on the inside of people. You have to defend slightly differently. It's almost, and Josh Morrissey's kind of learned that really well. He's figured out how to play a big man's game as not a big man. So I'm happy with his direction. I'd like to get him with some skill at the same, maybe some veteran guys that could move the puck with him, and we could see a little bit more 5-on-5 offense. I think there's more room there.
It's been a while since you've seen Dallas, but yeah. Looks like they're playing pretty good here as of late, from what they're saying anyway.
Yeah, you know what? Look at you pull out the game notes that you guys look at. There's just so many similarities, right? Almost the man games lost to injury are close. You looked at their schedule at the start of the year was close. So they've kind of suffered through what we've gone through, and we can both score goals, right? So who defends the best wins the game. At the same time, both teams' strengths are kind of moving forward with the puck and making the most of the chances, which means goalers are going to have to be good.
So you have to remind the group that you don't want to necessarily get into a track meet in a game like this?
It's the whole focus. At the same time, make sure we're good at what we're good at. But yeah, that's the... But that... To be honest with Kenny, that's been the meeting almost every team that we play. That's the area of improvement for our team, that confidence and patience not to force a game. That you're going to score enough goals by just making your plays when they're there. We don't tell them to dump every puck. We don't want to do that. We want to control pucks. We want to make plays, but we got to do it at the right time. And that's a learning process for a younger group. It's also for when you'll have a handful of veterans kind of up front, they start forcing the game because they feel the pressure and the weight to be the game changers. We score enough goals. We don't need to play that way.